Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 4, Scene 3, Devaki and Vasudeva Forgive Kamsa. And when Devaki saw her brother so repentant, she also became pacified and forgot all his atrocious activities against her children. Vasudeva also, forgetting all past incidents, spoke smilingly with his brother-in-law. My dear fortunate brother-in-law, what you are saying about the material body and the soul is correct. Every living entity is born ignorant, understanding this material body to be oneself. This conception of life is due to ignorance, and on the basis of this ignorance, we create enmity or friendship. Lamentation, jubilation, fearfulness, envy, greed, illusion, and madness are simply different features of our material concept of life. A person influenced like this engages in enmity only due to the material body. And being engaged in such activities, we forget our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so Vasudeva took the opportunity of Kamsa's benevolence and informed him that his atheistic activities were also due to this misconception of life, namely taking the material body to be the self. And when Vasudeva talked with Kamsa in such an illuminating way, Kamsa became very pleased, and his guilt for killing his nephew subsided. With the permission of his sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudeva, Kamsa returned to his home with a relieved mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.